For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, December 16, 1991. The U.S. Supreme Court allows an appeals court ruling to stand that opened the door to across-the-board drug testing of federal employees. December 17, 1914. Congress passes the Harrison Narcotics Act, initiating federal prohibition of cocaine and opiates. December 18, 2002. 108 members of the European Parliament endorse a letter calling on the United Nations and its member states to establish a system for the legal control and regulation of the production, sale, and consumption of substances which are currently illegal. December 19, 2003. Albert A. Gore III is arrested for marijuana possession after being stopped for driving a vehicle without its headlights on. December 20, 1989. The U.S. invades Panama with 24,000 troops in order to overthrow dictator Manuel Noriega for drug trafficking, money laundering, and selling information to Cuba. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
In 2005, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan produced 6.5 times more heroin than the rest of the world combined, total production estimated at 1 million pounds. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime said this week that Afghan poppy cultivation will likely rise in 2006. Dismayed by the UN's prediction, Afghanistan's drug czar promises that next year's poppy eradication campaign will be more forceful and comprehensive. The economy of Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, the centerpiece of this year's eradication effort, has collapsed. Destitute farmers, induced to not plant poppy this year by what they now see as empty promises of aid, have recently formed a mutual defense front against upcoming eradication efforts. The chief of Darga village is quoted, "Every tribe is committed to fight. There will be 100% cultivation," end quote. NATO's supreme allied commander announced this week that drugs and not the Taliban are the number one problem in Afghanistan. However, new plans for an expanding NATO role in Afghanistan notably do not include poppy eradication. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Montgomery, Alabama talk show host Roberta Franklin, sponsor of this year's Journey for Justice March in Washington, D.C., has been found guilty of not checking a box on a food stamp application and will be sentenced in January for a term up to 20 years. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.